You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Friday afternoon. It's the 13th day of January. We're now joined by Eric Snodgrass. He's at AgriBull right here in Urbana-Champaign. Eric, thanks so much. Looks like there's a lot of weather we need to talk about.
Okay, Todd, let's get started with the most important thing first. There are ice storm warnings that cover almost all of Missouri and a big chunk of Kansas and Oklahoma. We have freezing rain advisories that stretch across the southern half of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. So for your listening area, points south of Champaign County, all the way down to about Carbondale, really have to be on the lookout over the next 24 to 36 hours for a pretty big event. And here's the setup. We have two high-pressure systems, one that is sitting over the northern plains and another one that's sitting off the east coast of the United States. Now, both of these are basically working together to produce the storm. The high-pressure center sitting in the northern plains is providing all the cold, shallow air that we need near the ground to give us the below-freezing surface conditions. The one that's sitting off the east coast is pumping moisture from the Gulf of Mexico up over that cold air sitting next to the ground. And basically where those two air masses collide, we have this perfect setup where there's warm air aloft and cold air near the surface, which means as the precipitation falls, it has the ability to basically melt and then super cool and refreeze the moment that it hits the ground. So this is a pretty big setup. Now, we're expecting big accumulations across parts of Missouri and Kansas and Oklahoma, but we're going to see over an inch of ice that's forecast to accumulate. And this is going to be a bad situation. Remember, when it comes to weather, the deadliest part of weather is making wet and icy roads. On average, every year in the United States, there's over 1 million car accidents caused by wet and icy roads. So this is very, very important to understand. Now, this threat for the ice storm lasts through most of this weekend, so everyone just needs to be prepared and make smart decisions, especially if you're in parts of Missouri and Kansas and Oklahoma. Again, Illinois is not going to be in the heart of this ice storm, but we have to be on the lookout. Now, when we look at the longer range picture of what's going to happen, the jet stream has been set up such that a ridge is forming in the southeastern United States. And this does two big things. First, it keeps the eastern half of the country warmer than average in the coming days. The second thing that it does is it likes to divert the track of the next few low pressure systems more to the north-northeast rather than through the heart of the country. So there's another system that's developing in the Texas Panhandle early next week. Instead of going off toward the east coast or towards the northeast, this thing's going to move toward Minnesota. And that north-northeast track means that Monday through early Wednesday, this system's going to be a rainmaker for the eastern half of the Corn Belt. But the big story with the weather so far this year has been the really, really strong Pacific jet stream. In fact, weather reporting stations in the Sierra Nevada mountains in California are having their wettest year on records, and some places have received more than 10 feet of snow in the last couple of weeks. Some of the higher elevations, it's way more than that. Lower elevations, they've got over more than 10 inches of rain. Now, is this going to bust the California drought? Well, it's something we got to watch, okay? Because California leads the nation in the production of over 40 different fruits and vegetables. So the whole country has to pay attention to the weather in California. The answer is this isn't going to completely bust the drought, but it's going to make their next water year, their next growing season, really good. So expect big production out of California if they continue to get this rain to help fill the reservoirs, put a big snowpack for irrigation in the coming weeks. Now, this pattern that we've been seeing with the strong Pacific jet and the southeast ridge isn't going to break down anytime soon. So that's going to eliminate the really, really cold air from the polar branch of the jet stream invading into the United States. We're going to have a lot of active weather, a lot of low-pressure systems moving across the area for the next 10 days. But a lot of these are going to have a more northerly trajectory, which means we don't tend to get a lot of snow out of those. But the good news is, this is really going to help with the drier conditions we've been discussing in the central United States, helping to erase the drought that's been forming there. And I told you, I was really getting concerned about those drier conditions, because if they persist into spring, it could be an indicator of maybe some stress on the upcoming growing season. But it looks like over the next few weeks, we're going to get a lot of precipitation in the Midwest, in the central plains, that's really going to work hard on erasing some of the deficits in precipitation. And what's really interesting to kind of finish this up is that here in central Illinois, we have had a pretty cold winter so far, very normal in terms of temperatures, but we're right now sitting about a third of our typical snowfall amounts, because each time the big systems come through, they keep going to our north and east. We get rain followed by a big blast of cold air that's not bringing in the snow. So again, to do a quick wrap up, if you live in the Central Plains, if you live in the Midwest this weekend, be on the lookout for ice. Pay close attention to your local National Weather Service offices. Pay close attention to any watches, warnings, and advisories that are posted, because getting out in ice storms like this can be extremely dangerous when driving. But remember, warm air is coming very quickly after this system comes through, which means this is not going to persist for a long time. So I hope we don't see a complete run on all the milk and bread at all the grocery stores just in fear of this ice storm.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate it. That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He's from Agrible, from right here in Urbana-Champaign. You have a great and a very safe weekend. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.